with Rills Eddie Morris Jones after today's 2-0 win in the JD Welsh Cup against Llangefni Town. Comfortable performance for Rill, and the main thing is we're in the hat for the next round.
Yeah, good solid performance from everyone. And towards the end, I think we had a bit more composure in the final third. You know, we could have scored a few more, but yeah, encouraging signs from the lads, and especially credit to the defence. To, you know, they got tested at times, but it was a good solid performance and a good worthy clean sheet.
I think as the game went on, some good interplay between some of the players, likes of Aaron Hassel, Tommy Creamer when he's on, and I think Gethin Maxwell had a very solid game in the middle there.
Yeah, Gethin played really well, and it was disappointing to take him off. You know, he had a bit of a knock on his thigh, which we just wanted to look after. The same with all the subs. You know, they were subs not because of the performance, it was just looking after them. You know, Kai's, for me, played outstanding the first 45 minutes, and he was giving them a lot of trouble down the wing, finding that space. But he took a knock, and you know, when he spoke to Chloe at half time, he said he had a bit of a headache. So we give him 5 minutes, but we just wanted to, you know, look after him. It's there's more important things. You know, and he was gutted, but it's one of them. You know, we've got just as good as quality going on the pitch, so that's a good position we're in at the minute. Yeah, but as I said, when the game gets, as the games progress and they stretch out a lot, you know, we can find them pockets and get into them space, and we've got players that can punish any team. So it was really good towards the end, encouraging signs from the ball work we used. Okay, we didn't really punish them at times. You know, we got into some good areas.
And can credit Dave McIntyre, one of those players who does not quite often get his name on the goal. Goal list, but good performance today, and nice to see him get a goal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and the first thing I said, I hope he doesn't get another because we'll have to go out. But no, it's good to see Mac on the scoreline. You know, he's an unselfish player. You know, he just wants everyone to do well, and he wants Real to do well. So it's good to show he gets a little bit of credit, because you know, sometimes he goes unnoticed in the middle. You know, he battles on. You know, and he's come a long way since last season when he had that head injury. So you know, it's loads of praise for Mac. You know, he's a big rock in there, and he's. You know, you'd miss him if he wasn't available. And him and Gethin they formed a really good relationship in there, and their understanding of each other and where they are on the pitch is great. And I think the back four have took a really liking to them two being in front. You know, they've got that cover at times, they've got that trust in playing them into them. So hopefully it's all going forward well.
And looking ahead now, it's 3 wins in a row now for the Lily Whites. Next weekend, visit Colwyn Bay, another team that's in form at the moment. Should be a good game next weekend.
Yeah, they're climbing the table as the season goes on. We always thought that, you know, that it might have took them a little bit to adapt to the league, you know, and adjust. And it seems like they have done a lot earlier than ourselves last year, if we look at it. But they'll be a tough team. You know, I've watched them before, and they play some really good football. So for the neutral, it should be a good game, and it's one that we're looking at and thinking, you know what, we're going to have to be at our best to get anything from it. You know, and we'll give them their respect that we deserve. But also at times, if we play to our strengths, well, we can, you know, beat the best. You know, we'll look at it that way.
Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, thank you.